The Challenger Sale. Taking Control of the Customer Conversation. Authors: Matthew Dixon and Brent Adamson. A surprising look into the past. In the unforgettable early months of 2009, as the bottom fell out of the global economy, business-to-business sales leaders around the world faced an epic problem and an even deeper mystery. Staring directly into the teeth of the toughest sales environment in decades, a small but uniquely gifted number of sales reps were selling. In fact, they were selling a lot. Were they lucky? Were they just born with it? And most important, how could you possibly capture that magic, bottle it, and export it to everyone else? For many companies, their very survival depended on the answer. Sales playbook rewritten. There are three core insights that have fundamentally rewritten the sales playbook and led B2B sales executives all over the world to think very differently about how they sell. Insight number one, five rep profiles. It turns out that just about every B2B sales rep in the world falls into one of five distinct profiles, a specific set of skills and behaviors that define his or her primary mode of interacting with customers. So who are these different reps? 1. The hard worker. Are self-motivated and don't give up easily. 2. The relationship builder, who ensure that customers' needs are met. 3. The lone wolf, who are deeply self-confident. As a result, they tend to follow their instincts instead of the rules. 4. The reactive problem solver, is highly reliable and very detail-oriented. These individuals are naturally drawn to ensuring that all the promises that are inevitably made as part of a sale are actually kept once the deal is done. 5. The challenger. Challengers are the debaters on the team. They've got a deep understanding of the customer's businesses and use that understanding to push the customer's thinking and teach them something new about how their company can compete more effectively. Insight number 2. One clear winner, one clear loser. When you take these five profiles and compare them to actual sales performance, you find something very dramatic. One in particular performs head and shoulders above the other four, and one falls dramatically behind. So who wins? The answer is the challenger by a landslide. And who surprisingly falls so far behind? The relationship builder does. Challengers are defined by the ability to do three things. They're able to, 1. Teach for differentiation during the sales interaction. 2. Tailor for resonance, delivering the right message to the right person within the customer organization. 3. And they are getting comfortable discussing money and can, when needed, press the customer a bit. In this way, the challenger takes control of the sale. These are the defining attributes of the challenger. They're the pillars of what we've come to call the challenger selling model. Insight number 3. Challengers are the solution selling rep. In complex sales, challengers absolutely dominate. The only group that can come even close are the lone wolves, who are hard to find and even harder to control. This explains why so many organizations struggle with the migration to solution selling. The world of solution selling is about a disruptive sale. It's about asking your customers to change their behavior, to stop acting in one way and start acting in another. To make that happen, however, you have to get customers to think differently about how they operate. You need to show them a new way to think about their business. From that perspective, it's really no surprise that in this complex world, only one profile wins. The challenger selling model. Let's look at each of the pillars of the model in turn to give a good sense of what it looks like when done well. 1. Teaching for differentiation. Challengers aren't so much world-class investigators as they are world-class teachers. They win not by understanding their customer's world as well as the customer know it themselves, but by actually knowing their customer's world better than the customers know it themselves. Teaching them what they don't know but should. It's not what you sell, it's how you sell. Customers' loyalty isn't won in product development centers, in advertisements, or on a toll-free helpline. Loyalty is won out in the field, in the trenches, during the sales call. It's a result of the conversations our reps are having with customers every single day. It's attributable to your ability to outperform the competition in the sales experience itself. Over half of customer loyalty is a result not of what you sell, but how you sell. Not plain teaching, but commercial teaching. Challengers ultimately teach customers something new and valuable about their business, which is what they want. In a way, that reliably leads to commercial wins for us, which of course is what we want. We call this commercial teaching, which has four key rules. 1. Lead to your unique strengths. The sweet spot of customer loyalty is outperforming your competitors on those things you've taught your customers are important. 2. Challenge customers' assumptions. Definitionally, whatever you teach your customers has to actually teach them something. It has to challenge their assumptions and speak directly to their world in ways they haven't thought of or fully appreciated before. 3. Catalyze action. To do so, you'll need to build a compelling business case for why action matters in the first place. 4. Scale across customers. You need a small number of powerful insights that naturally lead to an even smaller number of unique solutions, all applicable across the broadest possible set of customers. In other words, you need scale. Commercial teaching is definitely not something you just want to leave in the hands of individual reps. 2. Tailoring for resonance. While teaching is above all others the defining attributes of being a challenger, the ability to tailor the teaching message to different types of customers is what makes the teaching pitch resonate and stick with the customer. Tailoring the message. A good way to tailor messages is to start at the broadest level, the customer's industry, and to work your way down to the person's company, the person's role, and finally to that individual person. Two things challenger reps tailor to are their knowledge of an individual's stakeholder's value drivers and an understanding of the economic drivers of that person's business. A challenger rep arrives at the customer with a deep understanding of how individual stakeholders fit into their overall business, what their role is, and what they are worried about, as well as the specific quantifiable results that those individuals want to achieve. 3. Taking control of the sale. The final characteristic that sets challenger reps apart is their ability to assert and maintain control over the sale. A challenger's assertiveness takes two forms. First, challengers are able to assert control over the discussion of pricing and money. Second, challengers are also able to challenge customers' thinking and pressure the customer's decision-making cycle, both to reach a decision more quickly as well as to overcome that indecision inertia that can cause deals to stall indefinitely. Start now. The challenger selling model is a commercial transformation. Getting it right requires significant changes to the way sales and marketing interact, to the kind of tools you arm your reps with, the sort of reps you recruit, the kind of training you deliver to them, and the way managers interact with them. Getting this right is hard. However, moving now means changing the way your reps interact with customers before your competitors do. While the competition sends out relationship builders equipped to have only fact, feature, and benefit-focused conversations, your challenger reps are leading with insights, teaching customers about problems they didn't even know they had.